You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it.
Quote for today.
This from Nature author Margaret Wrinkle. As a species, we have never let ecological necessity get in the way of something we think we need from the land. End of quote. From deforestation to resource depletion to water and air pollution, our history is littered with examples of prioritizing short-term gain over long-term sustainability. It seems that when we're making a judgment between financial gain and preserving the environment, that an environment that's so integral to our success as a species, we choose money. As an old-timer, I remember life in the 50s in terms of real dollars. Median income is four times higher now than it was in the 1950s. But it's clear to me that we're not four times happier than we were in the 50s. How much do we have to have? And how inequitably does what we do have to be spread before we are happy? And if we can't find that answer ourselves, and from there undertake a change in values and practice, nature is guaranteed to make that choice for us.
Good news, bad news.
So let's start with some bad news about vehicle exhausts. A recent study published in Nature Communications found that vehicle exhaust pollution is one of the three most egregious modifiable causes of dementia. That's out of 161 possible modifiable factors that they considered. By the way, modifiable in that we have control over the source. For instance, we don't have control of our genetic predispositions, but we do have control over vehicle exhaust pollution. We create the pollution and we put it out in the environment, and if we want to, we can stop doing that, or at the very least, do it less. Next time you smell vehicle exhaust, take note. Maybe you're walking down the street, or maybe you're creeping along in a traffic jam and you smell it. What you're smelling is a modifiable cause of dementia, a cause that we can bring on ourselves. But wait, it gets worse. It's clear that poor people, including the children of those same poor people, live in areas where vehicle exhaust pollution is worse than in the well-off neighborhoods, which means that those folks are likely going to suffer from dementia more than the population as a whole. And that's not right. We have a real-time case of this happening in Tacoma. A gigantic warehouse project has received approval from the city of Tacoma, and that warehouse project is going to result in 5,000 new vehicle trips through that area every day, and that includes 1,200 particle and nitrogen dioxide belching diesel trucks. And the people who live in those modest neighborhoods affected have no choice but to breathe that pollution, and that's not right either. So what is the good news about vehicle exhaust pollution? The good news is that we don't have to do it, and the good news is that we can reduce the amount of exhaust pollution we create. For starters, right here in Washington, electric vehicles are particularly effective at reducing exhaust pollution, and that's because of our relatively clean hydroelectric power. So, if you aren't already driving an electric vehicle, next time you buy a new vehicle, look closely at a pure electric or a hybrid vehicle. You'll be taking a major step in reducing the amount of fossil fuel pollution your driving adds to our environment. But there are lots of steps to be taken short of buying a new car. Steps we can take right now. We can reduce our number of trips, or we could use public transit. A trip on Sound Transit Light Rail System, which is powered either by Puget Sound Energy's Green Direct program that supplies wind power from the Skookumchuck Wind Facility, or by Seattle City Light, which is the nation's first carbon-neutral electric utility, they effectively leave no exhaust pollution and will nearly eliminate your commute emissions. And there's the Sounder. Diesel-powered though it be, it still only creates one-fourth the exhaust pollution per passenger compared to a single-occupant automobile. Short version, we can modify how much dementia-causing pollution we collectively put out into the environment. Okay, so it's so easy for me to get mired down into gloom when I think about our environment. So oceanographer Alexandra Cousteau's reminder is timely, quoting, "The best way to take care of the planet is to take care of yourself. When you're feeling good, you want to share that goodness with the world. You see the beauty in everything," end of quote. And also remembering our dear departed friend Louis Armstrong's words, "I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, the dark sacred nights. The colors of the rainbow so pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands saying, "How do you do?" They're really saying, "I love you." And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And that's your Climate 360.